Blog Talk Radio.
You have delivered my soul from the snare of the enemy. You held and protected me. If I just keep my mind on thee, you'll keep me in perfect peace. In Christ alone,
hey,
I face much worse, and I find I glory in the power of the cross.
One more reason.
And in every bit, let it be said of me that my source of strength and my source of hope is Christ alone. That my source of strength,
yes, Lord,
and my source of hope
the
is Christ alone.
All participants are muted.
make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Watch me through and through. Just create.
Amen. Hello. God bless you. Amen. We just having a little issues, technical stuff going on. My God. But one thing about it, saints of God, you got to understand something. If it's something that is value, that is going to add value to your life and going to add value to your walk with God or to your life personally, you're going to be going to, you're going to have some issues. You're going to have some areas to where, you know what, you got this going on, that going on. Because the enemy doesn't want things to add value to your life. He don't want nothing to add value to your life. So you're going to go through these difficult issues and these difficult things, and things is not going to be right, because his number one goal, he want to bring frustration into your life. And once he bring the frustration into your life, he want to cause you to miss value information that just going to move you from one place to the next. Value information that is going to move you to one place to the next. And if you could call frustration in our life, or call frustration to go around you and just say, you know what, it ain't working out. You hang up, you know, broadcast is acting up, they acting up today, and they need to get this stuff together, and just go ahead and hang up. I'm loving what's going on right now. I'm loving what's going on right now, because, yeah, we got this going on, we got that going on. But at the end of the day, he want to cause frustration. And that's the number one thing that us as the body of Christ, as we begin to face and begin to deal with, frustration. What causing us to be frustrated, for we won't be able to engage into information that is going to take us from one place to the next place. It's going to take us from one movement to the next movement. You got to understand something, saints of God. You and a lot of us is in our situation because we have not took on new information. A lot of us are in our situation or in certain things because we have not took on new information. It's only new information. It's only when you begin to learn things new or different, you learn something else. Something else done came into your life. Something else new information done came in that is going to begin to take you from one place to another place, one place to the next place, one level to the next level. Amen. New information. And that's one thing that the enemy do not want you to get. The Bible speaks of that he is the Prince of Peace. You know, he's the darkness, you know. And darkness, when you begin to do studies and dealing with the darkness just simply means ignorant or not knowing. An individual just, you know, don't know it. You know, they don't have knowing of certain things, or they entering in certain area. So in that area there, they are dark. They are dark. If the enemy could keep you dark in certain areas, he's going to always have his opportunity to attack you in them areas. The areas that he keep you dark in, them are the areas that he's going to always have attack into. That's why individuals that have a strong mind individual that have that strong mind, and they know this and know that, they're constantly staying into something. They, you know, constantly getting attacked about something. There's something constantly going on. Why? Because he don't want them to operate in error. Because mostly if you can always operate in error, or you begin to engage into things that is not right, regardless if you got it 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, as long as you keep operating in error, he can always have an opportunity to engage into your life. It's the moment when you don't operate in error. It's the moment when you don't operate in religion. It's the moment when you don't operate When you don't operate, my God Almighty, trying to interpret the word of God how you feel like it. You know, when them moments comes, my God Almighty, the enemy, he has the opportunity. I'm trying to slow down. I want to make sure I give everything correctly. Amen. I've been in a time, my God, and I just give God the glory. Amen. So I want to talk to you about something tonight. I want to speak to your spirit. Amen. I want to speak to your spirit. And I want to talk to you something. I want to show you something, my God, pertaining to fasting. And the reason why is a great topic to use, my God, for we can engage into prayer, for we can begin to engage into some things in a correct way, because this is what the ministry, this is where we are at right now. This is where the ministry is doing right now. We're engaging into fasting. And we got to understand some proper ways to fasting. We got to understand what is the reason for fasting. We got to look at the word of God. When pertaining to fasting, the best thing to do is looking at the word of God. And I want you all, whoever got some Bibles or whoever you got your Bibles in there saying, please just go ahead and pull out your Bibles. Go to the story, my God, pertaining to Jesus. Amen. He entered into the wilderness 40 days, 40 nights. 40 days, 40 nights. Everyone that really understand that story of Jesus, when the Holy Ghost led him into the wilderness for 40 days, 40 nights. Amen. And the Bible began to speak of and my God, give us dialogue about Jesus in a fast and when he was in the wilderness and how he began to, when he was there, the enemy came and the Bible called him the tempter, came there to tempt him. Amen. And I told him that, listen, you could turn this bread into wine. You could turn this stone into bread. Watch this. I want you to understand that. That first temptation came. He told him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, you know, you can make these stones, turn these stones into bread. Watch this. I want you to understand something. Would Jesus been wrong if he took that stone and made it into bread? Be honest with you, as you begin to dissect the text, you'll look at it, said, well, nothing was never commanded through Jesus that we have, through God that we read about, that God told him, well, this is the precipice of this fast. You don't do this, you don't do that, you don't do that, you don't do that, you don't do that. What would have been wrong if he listened to the adversary and did what the adversary told him to do? Many of us, we have great intentions or different things that we are doing. We are doing things in honor of God, and we are doing things according to God. But that one little piece that the adversary don't get in and say, move here and step here. And it caused a contamination through everything that we done did. Everything we done did. But I want you to begin to look at this scripture, this story, before you go to bed tonight. Because when you look at this story before you go to bed tonight, Jesus did not fast to get an answer from God. I'm going to say that again. Jesus did not fast to get an answer from God. Jesus did not fast, my God, Jesus did not fast in the wilderness for 40 days to 40 nights to understand what type of spirit that he was dealing with. Jesus did not fast for 40 days, for 40 nights to stay away or to not be bothered with the enemy. As you read the story, please do not interpret it or put anything with it. Leave the story, leave the gospel the way it is. Jesus fast for in the midst of his fasting, in the midst of him for 40 days and 40 nights, and spending time and seeking God that's when he met the enemy. From that whole time, all the way up to that time to where he was about 30 years old, you know, we didn't hear no indication or no altercation with him and adversary. He still was that. He still was a threat to the adversary at the age of 12. He was in the synagogue teaching a whole bunch of rulers, doing all this stuff. He still was a threat to the adversary when he was an infant. but we have not seen no altercation between him and the adversary until he went in the wilderness to do what? To do fasting. See, a lot of times we have shame because we've been wired on this religious system, and some of our wires are still on the religious system, and we begin to engage into stuff that not even much the Bible speaks of. Not even much the Bible have structure of. Amen? It's something that had been interpreted to us, and as what had been interpreted to us, we begin to operate into the interpreting, into things that have been interpreted to us. And we begin to operate in these areas, and we're trying to figure out how I'm doing this. How in the world the enemy is still engaging into that? So as you begin to look into the story, the enemy came to him and challenged him in a couple of different areas. But guess what? This is when he was fasting. This is the part where he was fasting. He was in the place of seeking who? His Father. This is the place. The saints of God, we got to understand something. Because we begin to engage into different things, that feels though that's the time, well, we bulletproof from the enemy. Oh, no. He did not seek his Father, or he was not fasting in the Holy Ghost for answers. Why? Because he don't need answers. His Father's already given him answers. He don't need a fast for his Father to speak. You don't need the fast for your Father in heaven to speak to you because he's already speaking. You don't need the fast to know the truth of something because God, that is your spiritual right as a son and a daughter to walk in truth. That is what the Bible commands us to do, to walk in the office of truth. They that worship me in what? In spirit, in truth. Truth is something that is given to you. Amen. You don't have to fast to recognize what type of demonic spirits are. All of that stuff is information. Information is really education. Education is something that God pours out, and he's using the fivefold ministry or the operation of something in a fivefold ministry to pour out into you and give you the information in why you're in a certain season or a certain time in your life. We, saints of God, we got to understand something. My God, if we're going to begin to engage into the power of the adversary, we got to first engage into the power of the Word of God. That is our foundation. That is our foundation. As we begin to dissect the Word of God and the story of Jesus in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, we understand that he had a time and go back and forth with him. The enemy never stopped. He kept pushing on him. Why? Because he was in a point of his vulnerable time. The enemy want to get you in your vulnerable time. And when you are weak, you are frustrated. When you're in the time to where you say, you know what, I just want to give up. I just can't do this no more. And he always catch you when different things that is going on in your own personal life, your own personal struggles, your own personal issues, then he'll bring on other stuff to add to what you are already dealing with. In a moment, watch this, if you have not released properly, watch this, you'll begin to break. So guess what? We are led by the Holy Ghost. We begin to say, the Holy Ghost is leading me to fast, to consecrate, to spend time with him. Why is the Holy Ghost lead us as saints? You don't need the pastor to tell you to go on a fast. You don't need no one to come and say, well, shout out, about it's time for you to go on a fast. That is something given to the saint of God. That is something given to the body of Christ. But the thing about it is, it's the dialect that we got of the interpretation, what we are doing, and it's not being effective. And it's not being effective is because I'm not trying to operate in it. It's not being effective because it's the way I'm going about it. It's not being effective. It's like this here. The driver's seat is always on in America cars. I'm going to talk to some of my international brothers. My God. In America cars, the driver's seat, my God almighty, if you are facing the car, you are looking at the car, it's on the right-hand side. If you are sitting in the car, it's going to be on your left-hand side. Amen? That's where your driver's seat at, your steering wheel, and that's where you're going to begin to move. Now, you're trying to drive a car on the right-hand side, and your steering wheel is on the left-hand side. How effective that you're going to be in that car? Guess what? You position in the front. You position in a position where you can see everything just like the driver. You are positioned right there in the front. You got your hand on the wheel. You got your legs, my God, on a pedal. But your rear end is on the other side of the seat, other than in that position where you need to be. The enemy, the Bible speaks of, if you give this serpent a crack, you give him a door, this serpent going to try to take him out. That's all he needs. He don't mind. He don't care if your hand is on the steering wheel. He don't care if you got a toe or you got a leg on the gas pedal. Long as you got other parts of your body, watch this, other parts of your body out of position. Other parts of your body is not in position. So when other parts of your body, my God, is not in position, it gives him a legal right to come attack. It gives him a legal right to come and hit you. Amen? It's a moment when your whole body begins to align up, my God. Other words, instead of you on the right-hand side and your hand is on the steering wheel, your leg is on the gas pedal, you got your whole body, your whole rear end, and you begin to move over and line up inside the seat as well. That's what he does. And watch this. This is what the enemy is doing to the body of Christ with information. He's doing with information. He wants you to have a piece of it correct, but he don't want all of it to be lined up, because the moment when all of it be aligned up, that's the moment you can be effective. That's the moment to where you can engage into the things of God. That's the moment you can penetrate through the things of the adversary. When you are not effective and you're not penetrating through the things of the adversary begin to have you emotional wreck, and they begin to make an individual all over the place. Watch this. Let's go back to the story right quick, and I'm about ready to pray. Let's go back to the story with Jesus right quick. Imagine if Jesus, he was like, okay, you know what? He got partial revelation while he was in the wilderness. He got partial revelation. Revelation, the wilderness represents things out of control. It's wild. It just is. It's no structure, no discipline. You know, things just all out of whack. Things just all out of control. My God, I'm gonna highlight that in the spirit, and I'm gonna throw that up in the air, and I'm gonna come back and grab it, because really that is our foundation. Amen. It's all out of control. It's just wild. It's just going to left and it's just going to right. That's the wilderness. Some of us in the wilderness are in the wilderness in our thoughts. We are in the wilderness in our life. It don't have no structure. It's all out of place. It's all out of whack. Trying to find out who I am. Trying to find out what I am called to do. Trying to find out what God want me to do. My mind, my place, my walk, it's just all out of place. It's all out of whack. Amen. So now since we've been raised up into the Babylonian structure, religious structure, coming up through the ranks, my God, we've been taken in. Even though we don't deny religion, but we still have some religion. Watch this. We still have some religious operation. Why? Because it was religion, my God, for some of us begin to wire us before we could begin to engage into the things of God. Amen. The Bible said it quick. Very appropriate, and it brought it very down clearly. Jesus faced the enemy when he was fasting. Jesus faced the enemy, and the enemy talked to him clear when he was in a place, a position into a place where he's killing his flesh, bringing things in order, bringing things in alignment. Here come the enemy, don't want him to come in order.
You got to believe. The moment you make up, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. The moment you make up your mind that you're ready to bring things in order, you're ready to bring things in alignment, that's the moment when the enemy finna get ready to show up in your life. The moment you don't make up in your mind, I'm ready to engage into the assignments of God. I'm ready to engage into the things of God. I'm ready to penetrate, my God, not only, my God, through hell, but I'm ready to penetrate through the enemy or through the Goliath that been trying to stand up in my life, stand up in my home, time after time. The moment you done made up your mind that you ready to engage into the things of God, the moment you made up in your mind, my God, that I'm finna get my life together, I'm finna stop this drinking, I'm finna stop lying, I'm finna stop manipulation, I'm finna go begin to fast, I'm finna begin to consecrate, I'm finna begin to go into the things of God, that's the moment, watch this, that the enemy begin to bring out an assault on you in your life. Why? Because he don't want you to get in order. And the moment you get in order, that's the moment the enemy know that he is in trouble. Jesus got into the wilderness not to get an answer for the Father. Because why? He went in there understanding his purpose. When you don't understand your purpose and you are not in tune to your assignment, it doesn't matter when you go into, when you begin to ascend into the heavens, the enemy could tell you anything about you and tell you anything about anybody and have you all over the place and have your mind all over the place. Jesus knew who he was. And when the enemy came, as he began to bring order to his life and order to his purpose and assignment for he can engage and penetrate what he was called here on earth to do. Amen. When he was able to do that, that the enemy came to try to rock his ship. How many of us listening tonight that the enemy done came to rock your ship? How many of us tonight, because you done made up your mind that you know what, I want to engage into some things, and the enemy done came and rocked my ship. That is his design. That is his job. Because if he could rock your ship, he could begin to engage into things. I don't want to pray for that. I want to just lay that down there as a foundation. I'm going to go, as time go on, I want to go into deeper with that. But it's good to read that story, and you could begin to understand the practice and the different things that came up against Jesus and came up as he was fasting and he was seeking the face of God to bring order and structure into his life before he could engage into the assignment and engage into the ministry that his Father called him to do, his purpose of here on earth. Amen. I'm going to share this with you. It was a story by this young man, by this young lady. This young lady used to go and jog up 3 miles a day. So this particular morning, she's taking her normal route. She's jogging, and she always come to this house, and she always hear noise in the back of this house. Woo, 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 woo. She hear dolls in the back of the house. And as she keep jogging this one particular day, these dolls was loose. So as this doll began to run out of the back of the yard, And it was coming straight at her. My God, she turned around and she seen it coming. She turned around, broke her ankle because she was trying to get out of there. And somehow she made it out of there. She was just limping and crawling and crawling. So she went through the pain of that. She went through the hospital. She began to get a fit. She began to get it. She got it taken care of. You know, did an excellent job repairing her. So now she got back into jogging. Went back down the same direction. Here it go. Woo, woo, woo. The moment she heard that sound, woo, that's the moment she turned around. Because she remembered what happened last time. So she protecting what happened last time. She protecting her journey or her direction where she was going. And she protected her body because she remembered what happened last time. And she don't want it to happen again. So this particular day, the next morning, her husband decided to run with her. Her husband decided to go with her. So as they was running, she never told the husband, well, this is the location where the dog came out of and to get ready to get her. The husband just kept running. She's looking. And all of a sudden, he noticed that she began to tense up. He noticed that it was a change begin to happen into her. So he looking like, hey, honey, what is wrong? And she looking, nothing. They kept running. And now he hearing the dogs, she hearing the dogs. But he decided to keep going. She decided to stop jogging and begin to walk. And he's looking back, honey, what's wrong? And she was like, nothing. So she kept going. They kept going. So here come the animals. The dogs coming out the back running. She began to freeze and began to scream, no. He's looking back like, honey, what's wrong? And she like, dude, what do you mean what's wrong? Don't you see these dogs coming out? They're coming to get you. And before she knew it, the dogs got to the edge of their yard and stopped. She did not see that the animals had on them a collar where they go past the yard, it would bring a shock to them and into their neck. And she looked at them. She said, they had this the whole time? The husband said, yeah, you didn't. Yes, they always had this the whole time. We've been standing over here for about 10 years. You didn't notice that? You didn't knew that? She said, no, I did not. The moral to this, how many of us is allowing the things of our past, what we thought that is going to happen to us, to bring hurt, to bring injury, to bring disappointment, and we continue to try to protect an area that we're protecting, an area that is preventing us to get to our destiny, preventing us to get to our purpose? Because why? Because we're a member of the damage or the pain that it caused last time. And not understanding that it's a whole different process. If some of you never challenge yourself to push beyond and go past the place where you don't been hurt, past the place that you don't been damaged, past the place, my God Almighty, I feel the Holy Ghost, past the place to where you feel as though say, I will not do this again, I will not go that again, I will not. The enemy going to always intimidate you. That's what the Bible says. Saints going to get together. We're going to look at this enemy. Saying, you mean to tell me I was scared of that? You mean to tell me it was this I was had a problem with? You're going to have to push past your own understanding and intellect and begin to engage into the Word of God. Don't use interpretation to bring you into a place of your operation. I declare and I decree tonight that tonight is the last night you begin to engage into things that you don't know and that you think. I declare and decree tonight you're going to be engaging into things that you have the facts of and you have the information. I declare and decree tonight that everyone that been wired with a religious spirit and been wired with a religious thing, that the wire is just coming off of you. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree tonight you're going to begin to enhance into the things of God, and you're going to be a strong tower, and you're going to face every fear that comes up in your life, and the enemy will not have no access to it. If you don't change your mind of thinking to get ready to receive information, you're not going to be able to go to the next level in your life. You're not going to be able to go to the next place where God have you, that he has for you. It's only the information that comes to take you to the next level. I cannot take you to the White House, or I cannot take you to Queen Elizabeth and these different type of leaders without preparing you, because you could get to a place and get rejected because you failed to go through your preparation time. I decree and I declare tonight that the enemy will not cause you to get to a certain place anymore in your life and you be rejected of the opportunities. You be rejected of the different things that God has. Father, I thank you that tonight you're putting the first foundation inside of us to give us some insights as we keep engaging into fasting and consecration with you. Father, I pray that this will be a fresh hunger will come inside the minds of others. Not this fresh hunger that is coming in over and over times of different things that they're engaged in into the past. Past, my God, mentorship, past leaders, past disciples. He must pass things where it caused their perception to look at the scripture or look at your word or interpret your word a certain type of way. Father, I thank you, and I declare tonight that you shifting the mindsets for the minds of you going to begin to engage into your word, engage into things. We rebuke the enemy that comes to come and steal and kill of the thoughts of individuals, for they will not get in, for he will not, don't want them to get into their place of success, their place that you designed them to be in. Father, we shall engage into the word properly. Father, we thank you that you are releasing us to engage into the word correctly and accurately. We thank you, God, that today we're going to begin to be mindful of our operation, and if it's not into the word, it's not into the scripture, it's not into what you don't land upon, as we begin to seek and study to show ourselves approved, we will not engage into it, because we'll be engaging into demonic witchery in our life. Father, I thank you that you are dismantling of the different things that we've been operating in that is not of you, and begin to operate into demonic witchery, having demonic witchery thoughts, having demonic witchery activities that is going on into our life, and we consider that as the word of God, because that's what somebody impregnate us or impart into us with. We disengage it in the name of Jesus. Saints of God, let's begin to dissect the word of God. And if it's not in the word of God or not into the actions of the word of God, don't allow no one to put that into your spirit. Detach from different things that you probably don't pick up over years. If you don't see it in the word of God, don't accept it. If you go to your next local church or your next ministry and you begin to see an operation to where they tell you, hey, let's turn around, and you cannot find that in the Bible, not for somebody interpreting you, that somebody, if God said he want to impart his anointing in you, and you need to turn around three times or four times, and once you do that there, his anointing going to be a part into you. Stop receiving things that God have not showed you in his word, that is our operation, that is how to go. Let's, as we engage into fasting is causing order to come into your life. The purpose of the fast is to cause order to come into your life and to cause you to be recalibrated back with the Lord. Everything, your thoughts, your emotions, everything about you. God, you don't need to go on a fast to get an answer from God, because he always gives you an answer. Let's be individuals and peoples of God that deals with truth. What is truth? Truth is something that you heard, you seen, and that you was engaged with. It didn't come from a second party, third party, fourth party, or fifth party. It came from what you experienced, and it came from what you heard. Even though we hear testimonies, we hear different things, and that's how the old system of the church done got us wired, because when somebody tell us the testimony or they say that, we be praising God for them, and we believe them. How do you know if God is a healer? That might be somebody else's truth, but that might not be your truth if he never healed you. How do you know he is a deliverer? That might be somebody else's truth, that God is a deliverer, because you heard their testimony. That might be their truth. He's a deliverer. But it's not going to be your truth until he come in and deliver you from something. Let's start riding off of somebody else's message and applying to as if it was our own. Let's get our own revelation. Let's get our own walk with God. Let's have our own experience with God. And when we begin to do that, we begin to walk into a place with God that we've never seen before. That's what the religion structure told us to do. Praise God, because God done blessing this young lady right here. God done bless that young lady. How do I know that young lady's testimony was true? How do I know that young lady's testimony was true? It's only when we in the will of God, when God begin to accept the praises or accept the worship. Only if we are in his will. That means we've been programmed to receive anything that comes out of anybody's mouth. Anything that comes from anybody. Let's stop accepting different things in our life. Let's begin to accept the facts. What is the facts? The facts, what the word says. He said, for God so loved the Lord, he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but be saved and have eternal life. That's the facts. It didn't say I had to be perfect. It didn't say I had to have any gift. He said, if I confess, I receive, I shall be saved. And that's what it is. Let's begin to deal with truth. The enemy never want peoples of God to deal with truth. He always want them to deal with something else. I challenge your spirit, and I speak to your spirits tonight, that if it's not something that you've seen, you heard, or you experienced, if it's not something that you study or you attain information and you begin to take the information back and go into your studies to dissect the word of God, to begin to pull it apart, it's not something that you operate in, it's not something you receive, and it's not something you continue to move on. No. If it never happened to you, I challenge your spirit to always come in agreements with God, never come in agreements with the sender. I'm not agreeing with the sender. I'm agreeing with God that is in the sender. I got to agree with the God. I can't agree with what the sender is releasing out. I can only agree with what God is releasing out. Let's be individuals of stewardship, ambassadors of the word of God. I challenge your spirit tonight to begin to bring the word of God that is in your life back in a proper alignment. Read the story of Jesus. See the blueprint of when he fasts. See the blueprint of when they fast. And when they begin to engage into God. And when he fasts, he heard for the devil before he heard for his father. Oh, y'all hear me, right? I hope y'all caught that revelation. Let's get back in alignment with God. And understand this. The Bible says, God, he hears his sheep and a stranger. His sheep hears his voice. He hears them. In other words, his people, his children, his disciples, they in alignment with him. He hears them. But a stranger will never follow. A stranger will never follow. He's speaking to you and you and you and you every day. He's pointing to you and you and you every day. Let's begin to take the word of God and men's and women's of God that God placed in your life for a certain season and for some for eternity. For the rest of their life, they're going to be in part of your life. My mentors, they in my life for the rest of my life, for eternity. Some of them was there just for a season. Let's begin to take the information that is around us that God done gave us, individuals, to help us advance in our life. And let's not be rebellious and unsubmissive individuals, because you are damaging and hurting your life. You are playing in the hands of the adversary what he wants. Let's be students. Let's not be adults as we got it going on. I don't care if you're apostle on this line this morning. I don't care if you're pastor. I don't care if you're bishop. I don't care. Well, the Bible, that's what Jesus said. Humble yourself down as a child. Let's begin to be students of the word of God. Father, I thank you for this first night that you begin to set us on the foundation and begin to set us in the place of truth. For we can begin to engage into you, God, and we will not engage into the things of darkness. What is darkness? Things that we do not know. Things that where we think we know and we've been operating in error. We disengage that from our spirits and from our mind and also from the intellect part of our spirits that have been poured into us. We disengage into all that because we do not want to give any room to the adversary. So therefore, God, we ask you to rewire us with the wires that we have. Put another hunger and desire inside of our bellies, inside our spirits, so we can get back into the word, so we will be students of the word. And this time, God, I pray that you heal that eyesight that want to interpret it because they've been trained over time and over years by individuals and by different ones that I accepted in my life as my leaders, as my ambassadors. But yet they have not came into a place or even the understanding of the intellect that you begin to release for the kingdom, not for a religious system that is a Babylonian structure, but for kingdom. We thank you that this is the best first day of our life in the spirit with you, that our life will never be the same. I see you tomorrow at 7 a.m., then back again that night at 12 a.m. that night. And once you come back tomorrow, and if you really engage into the word of God, tomorrow night, midnight, when you come back, and if you really engage into the word of God, you begin to look at that story of Jesus in the wilderness fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, and you begin to take what Jesus did and put where what you thought how it goes and where you thought where it goes and begin to line up the two, I bet you tomorrow your spirit going to be in position for a paradigm shift, my God Almighty, in your life. I'm ready. I'm excited. God bless you all tonight. Thank you, ones that did not allow the enemy to get them frustrated, and you stayed on, and you kept holding on. Amen. God bless you all. Let's keep going forward. Thank you all.